Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
May I say, I am delighted to welcome the great Vivian Coates back to the room. How are you, dear heart? Are you well?
I am great. I am absolutely thrilled to be here.
It's
our first day of rehearsals, so you caught us on
today?
A good morning. Today, this morning, we start.
We're talking Lyric Opera with Hansel and Gretel, and we have Gretel.
We do.
We don't have Hansel.
No.
Hansel's elsewhere.
Maybe later.
Emma Hopper, good morning to you.
Very good morning to you too.
How are you feeling?
I'm very excited. It's a very auspicious day.
It's an auspicious day.
So excited to be getting our rehearsals.
It surely is. Now look, firstly, you're working with one of the finest shirt wearers in Ireland. He's a fine fellow. The thing about working with Vivian is, and I can tell you without fear of contradiction, is that it will be meticulous, because I know what you're like. Because
absolutely.
It has to be
right.
And if everybody you want to do it properly.
Absolutely. And
yes.
Everybody has to work with each other. It's creating in the old school like an ensemble on stage.
Yes.
And everybody has to work with each other, you know, in order to get characterization and to communicate the story to an audience.
Well, Hansel and Gretel is, as a fellow said from Disney, a tale as old as time. It's a grim fairy tale.
It is. It can be quite dark.
It can.
Very, very dark. Yeah. And I mean, and it is, and there's undercurrents of sort of familial abuse and all that sort of thing. And, you know, you can't not do it without touching on those sort of elements.
Of course.
But then you've got the beauty of the brother and sister and the togetherness and the bonds that they create.
But played by two girls.
Played by two girls.
And Emer, that's where you're coming in. Is it true? Now, I saw it written down. I thought this couldn't possibly be the case. This is your first time in a production like this.
It is. It's my professional debut, and I'm so delighted to be
making it.
I know. I'm very excitable.
No, that's allowed. I understand that too. But your first time. It's a big production to be involved in, National Concert Hall, all of that, and it's fully dressed. It's fully staged. So, like, it's going to be. What have you done so far in this regard? Nothing like this before.
Well, I've done student performances. I've just graduated from my master's
degree.
With TU Dublin. So I did. I had the pleasure of doing Mansfield Park with Vivian as director last year. So that was a great role for me to learn a lot. But this is my professional debut. And to get to sing something that's so romantic and so lush, and the orchestration, it's very different. So it's going to be a huge learning curve for me, even learning the opera so far.
Why do
amazing.
I think, listening to you and looking at you, that you're not in any way fazed by this? I just feel that you're just so exuberant about the thing that it's...
Well, I'm an actor, aren't I?
Can I just say that when I directed Emer in Mansfield Park, I mean, she shone on the stage. Her stagecraft is phenomenal. And for a young lady to have stagecraft and the vocal ability as well is quite remarkable.
But you're saying this is a natural thing.
It's a natural on stage, and it just sparkles.
That's
one of the things that, you know, an artistic director, a director like myself, we see, we notice, and we sort of look, not to say anything less about the other people on stage
of course.
In that production, but there's just that something that you sort of grab onto, and you say, this needs to go further.
We better make the point that the Irish mezzo, Sir Richmond, is playing Hansel.
Yes, of course.
In traffic, as we speak.
Yes.
Just to make that point, because she would be here, I'm sure.
Well, Sarah's making a return to Lyric Opera, because about 5-6 years ago, she played Suzuki for me in Butterfly, in Madame Butterfly. Puccini, your baby.
I know.
And but she's been to Wexford and, I mean, all over Europe. I mean, she's had a phenomenal career so far, and she's coming back to play Hansel for us, which is great.
Now, it's fully staged.
Fully staged. Set, costumes, lighting, props.
You're on the 21st and 22nd of October.
Yes.
Right? The amount of effort that goes in for two nights.
Yeah.
I'm always astonished.
Yes.
You know, because you may as well be running for a month, because you have to be as good as you can be, because it matters, of course it does, professionally. But also, all that effort for two nights, it's
absolutely
crazy.
Yeah.
If only you could tour the thing. And
well, if only, but look, I'm not good. You know the situation.
Yes.
We don't get any funding whatsoever.
No, you don't. And I think it's important to make that point.
Well, it sort of seems to be ongoing every year. But look, we do what we do, and we do it to a very high standard.
Yes.
And we try and get out of it. It's purely on box office, you know, that we
That's
work
right.
on. And we would just hope that people will find the adventure or the initiative or whatever and the joy of this particular opera. It's amazing.
But Vivian,
to join
you have an orchestra.
Yes.
You have a full chorus.
A children's chorus for
yes.
this one only.
Yeah.
Not an adult chorus. But
yeah, well,
other,
no, I understand.
Most,
but,
yeah.
No, but that's
but
my point. You have a full
yeah.
chorus for this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's a
the stage, the concert hall for two nights,
yeah.
which we transform into a theatre, basically, let's face it.
Into a wood.
What?
Into a wood.
Into a woodland.
Yes.
Which dominates the set. It
That's
has
right.
to. It has to dominate the set.
Now, I see movement outside.
You
and
do.
That could be the DG. I don't know who it is.
Who knows?
I'm assuming it's her. But while, Emer, while we're talking with you here today, to be a part of this production, you've already, presumably, you've learned what you learned, need to learn of it. So it's all inside you now. Is there a moment when you say, OK, we're going to rehearsals today? Where do you rehearse, by the way? Where do you go? Where are the rehearsals today?
We're in Leeson, Wesley House in Leeson Park.
So you go there, right? And everyone is all around you and it's all kind of nervous energy in a way.
Yeah.
I suppose you just got to let all that flow away and just be the part that you're playing and just let yourself be that person. I just got a message here from Jim Williamson. Jim, who listens to us all the time, Montanotti.
Oh,
yes,
great.
Very fine. He says, Hansel Gretel, the overture has to be played gingerly. He always, do you see what he's saying?
I'm seeing, no, exactly what he's saying.
But some people love this. Why hasn't it been on?
Do you know
can
what?
I ask you that
we
question?
Just spoke about this outside.
Did
it's
you?
Just extraordinary. The score is mesmeric. That's all I can say. It's
yeah.
stunning. Tune after tune, the orchestrations, somewhat like they delve in, they say it goes into Wagnerian sort of leitmotifs, which it does.
Yes, yeah, but
it's so romantic and it's so people will just warm to it.
But what has prevented it from being on?
Really don't know. I honestly can't. I can't. Maybe people think that Hansel and Gretel is a trite story. It's for children, which of course it is, and we'll talk about that shortly.
Okay.
But it's not. It's so advanced musically. The story is extraordinary, and you know the small ensembles.
Yeah.
Quite extraordinary, and the orchestra. Fabulous.
We should make the point, of course, it's dark, but it gets less dark.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the best way
yes,
to explain it.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're
the
in the world.
The children triumph at
stuff.
The end. They have
well,
to.
Now, doesn't. But look, an opera with a happy ending.
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely.
Come on.
How many can you write?
Well,
like, a list on one hand.
That's a very.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
Happy.
So few. So
yeah.
few. Brother, come down to me. Let's just play this while we. Wait, I'll be bring Sarah in, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both my hands I offer thee. Right foot first, left foot then. I would dance but don't know how, when to jump or when to bow. Show me what I ought to do, so that I may dance like you. With your foot you tap, 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 with your hands you clap, clap, clap. Right foot first, left foot then, round the vault back again. With your foot you tap, 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 with your hand you clap.
Left to have my feet.
What I enjoy,
I like.
frivolity and all the kind of thing. But I enjoy is my frivolity, love to have my fling. I'm sure you can't say no. Go away from me, go away from me. I'm much too proud for you. With little girls I do not dance. No, no, you've not a chance. Go stupid hands, conceited hands. You'll see I'll make you dance. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Come stand well,
I could listen to that woman all day. And then we'd rather talk to the people who were involved in this. Sarah, welcome, Sarah Richmond.
Thank you so much.
How
delighted
has the traffic
to be here.
Been?
Oh, it was not the most pleasant. I could do with talking about Hansel and Gretel after that traffic.
I bet you could. Listen, welcome.
Thank you.
Mezzo soprano and welcome. You already look like you're togged out for an evening out.
Well, you know,
are you coming
here
from?
I was coming here, you know.
Yeah.
Had to make an effort.
You've got the whole togged out thing.
Have a bit of sparkle.
So look, this is, we were chatting here about just the idea of Hansel and Gretel, what it is. And I said to Vivian, the fact that it hasn't been on for an age.
No, actually, the last time Lyric Opera did it was in 2002.
That's ridiculous.
It's 20 years ago, 21 years ago. So it's not done very often.
No.
On mainland Europe, in the German house, of course, it's a Christmas treat.
Well, I was just going to say.
It's on forever, like every year. So I believe the Royal Opera House are doing it this Christmas
as
well.
Yeah, well, you'll be doing it first.
Absolutely.
Listen, so talk to me about your situation. Didn't you win the Montserrat Caballé thingy?
I was in the final
in
Teatro Real
So you've been treading these boards for quite some time. So this is a big undertaking, this one.
Oh, that's fab, isn't it? Yeah, I've done so many roles and I'm just so looking forward to this one. For years, people have been saying to me, oh, you'd make a great Hansel, and no one has ever entrusted me with such a role. So thank you so much to Vivian for that. So,
my pleasure.
And what is it? What is the appeal of it for you?
Oh, for me, it's the character. I'm all about telling a story.
Yeah.
And Hansel and Gretel, it's just this wonderful children's story. It's a feel-good story. It's the classic good guy versus bad guy. It's so much fun. This role, okay, great. It's great vocally, you know, it's wonderful sounds, but it's a brilliantly fun story. You know,
yeah.
You get to just sit back and enjoy. You know, there's nothing too hard to understand. It's really just about having a nice time at the opera.
And what's interesting is you're singing it in English.
We are. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
It's written in German, obviously, but
sure.
It's been done before in several English translations.
But I mean, the point is, as Vivian was saying earlier, it's a family show, which is very important, right, to make that point. And it would be a wonderful one for families to go to bring...
Indeed.
Of course, I call them little people, and you can't say that anymore, apparently. I mean, smallies, you know what I mean? And I think it's a wonderful idea to bring them to something like this. Firstly, because it's in English, they'll understand it. Secondly, because the production will be as good as Lyric will make it, but also it will be a happy ending, which is the thing that, you know...
You're so right.
Because...
You know, this is a true story. My son's 11, and he heard me practising this. He hears me practising all sorts of different pieces.
But of course he does, yeah.
And he said, "Mummy, I can actually hear what you're saying. I know the words you're singing."
Yeah, you see?
So, as simple as children do understand it, you know, when it's not.
It's important for an opera like this, when you're directing it towards the little people, the children, and the bigger children who bring them, it's important that they get it. You get it.
Yeah.
It's important that they get it, and it's all about the communication of what you're trying to say on stage. And if the children can see Hansel and Gretel working on stage and they can actually hear the actual words. And of course, we'll have surtitles just in case above the stage. It's vital that they have that connection.
Yeah. I think that's lovely.
It's really important.
Now, sorry, go ahead.
And we're doing a translation by David Pountney, which is, he wrote it in 1987.
All right.
It's been done all over the world, but it's a very, very witty and very good translation.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I was just saying to Vivian earlier on. Like, it's only two nights. All this work for two nights. It's crazy, you know? Because, I mean, you've done Sadler's Wells and all sorts of stuff. So, I mean, I know that you've been doing this. The other thing I need to make the point, and I think this is very important, and I say this because I don't see it. Oh, it's on the back of the flyer. On the Saturday?
Saturday night,
it's
yes.
It's the 21st of October. It's at 7:30. And on the 22nd, which is Sunday, it's at 5:00. Very important to make that
absolutely.
Point to people.
Absolutely. Well, it's in order to attract families to come
oh,
and
no,
see
it makes
it
total
and
sense.
Bring their little ones to it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 5 o'clock on Sunday and 7:30 on
No, it makes total sense because if you don't make people just assume 8 o'clock and arrive, like Egypt, oh, arrive at
well,
5 past 8.
Well, the place will be closed.
That's the other thing about it. That's the point I wanted to make. It's not overly long.
No, it's not. It's 2 hours, I think 20.
Right.
Including an interval. So it's actually...
And the interval would be 20 minutes. Yeah, yeah.
So it's actually not going to be a hugely long... It's not like Wagner, you know, where you could do Tristan in 4.5 hours.
No,
whatever. So it's nothing like that.
You bring in sandwiches.
Well, absolutely. Sandwiches.
Do you know, banana sandwich and a glass of milk. You have to be quiet.
You do.
But that's very hard work.
Yes, you know it is.
I always talk about... I love Verona, the opera, Verona.
Of course you do.
And I just love the idea. Have you been to Verona?
I have. I fell asleep in Verona Opera because I couldn't hear the words.
Well, you see, that could be the drink. We need to make a point about Verona Opera very briefly. It starts at 9:00.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And
do you know why that is?
And Emer's looking at me like I'm from Mars.
But do you know why that is?
Well, I presume it's so tourists can go and have their dinner.
No, well, it could be part of that. Mm. It's for the lighting.
But the moon shines.
For Turandot, definitely.
When the moon
but
comes out over that stage,
to get the full impact of the stage with the
really?
Lighting. If you start at 7:00, it's daylight, you'll get no lighting on stage.
Right. And, and there was my big cynical head thinking it was tourism Italia.
No, but when La Luna comes up for Turandot.
La Luna, La Bella Luna.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it's
your
magical.
Heart
magical.
Would melt.
Absolutely.
Most of me, you've got to go. You've
to
got
go.
To go. Well, now that you're part of this very, very
exciting world,
you've got. It's just. But they start at 9:00, which means that quite often in an opera, if someone is going to die, you're going, hurry up, please. It's 12:30. Because, you know, it's just a very different thing. Listen, I just want to say thank you for coming in. Can I just also. What's your next move? After this, have you got a next move?
After
do you know?
This, I'm doing a recital with Derva Collins.
Oh, right.
On the 12th of October at 7:30 in the National Concert Hall. And then I'm doing an amazing contemporary opera that could not be any more different from this. So I'm really looking forward to this one where it's just kick back and relax with gorgeous tunes, because the ones after that are more challenging.
What about Emma? How do you think you'll get on, the two of you? Because she is like a thing wound up.
She's been giving me a side eye. Have you
she's
noticed?
She's so excited.
No, it's going to be amazing because we got on so well as soon as we met. You know, we've already had a little bit of meetings together.
What are your costumes like? What are they like?
The costumes are basically nondescript. I'm not putting it in a particular period, but it'll resonate of everything, really. Now, that sounds very sort of nebulous, doesn't it?
But
I don't want to put it into the 70s or into 1800s or into 2023.
Yeah.
So it'll just be... they'll be suitable for the characters.
It's lovely to talk to Vivian always. He gives you so much information. Anisha dangling. And you see, the minute I mentioned the costumes, he was in like a flash. Because I was asking you guys. Anyway, listen, thank you all for coming in, and I wish you the very best. Just to remind everybody again, it's at the National Concert Hall. It's on the 21st at 7:30 and on the 22nd at 5 o'clock. And it's Hansel and Gretel, and it's the full Cozzies, whatever they look like. Which I'm sure they're lovely. Emer and Sarah and Vivian, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
So
I'm
much.
Sorry you got stuck in traffic coming into us, but look, that's life.
Thanks for letting me.
It's a lot. Here. I have The Witch's Ride. Will I play that out? Wouldn't that be nice? It's Sadler's Wells. That'll take us home, I think. Yes, it will. Talk to you on the morrow. God bless.